Even after 4 years, the destructive floods of 2021 are still on the minds of many Abbotsford residents, with Mission Matsqui Abbotsford MP Brad Viss recently speaking out in Ottawa about the desperate need for more federal support to make sure something that devastating doesn't happen to the Fraser Valley again. During a recent Committee of the Whole meeting, the topic of the Disaster Mitigation and Adaptation Fund, DMAF, came up, with Viss going back and forth with Housing and Infrastructure Minister Gregor Robertson about what kind of support Abbotsford and the rest of BC could expect from this fund. Viss addressed the additional funding for disaster mitigation and recovery efforts that was promised by the Liberal Party of Canada, and asked the minister how much of the new financial support would be given to BC communities. The minister didn't specify how much of the new funding would be going to BC, but explained that a total of $643.8 million in additional funding was being put forward at this time. Robertson also clarified that the purpose of the DMAF is to prevent future natural disasters from impacting Canadian communities, with a specific focus on building resilient infrastructure. As part of this fund, there are currently 21 projects being pursued in BC, including the Fraser Riverbank Erosion Protection Enhancement Project in Abbotsford. However, Viss said he doesn't believe that the federal government is doing enough to help Abbotsford and the surrounding communities on their continued path toward rebuilding from the floods, which resulted in an estimated $675 million in insured damages throughout BC, according to the Insurance Bureau of Canada. While local officials and residents have worked tirelessly to build back stronger, the federal government's delays in approving and delivering critical funding for permanent mitigation infrastructure remain unacceptable, Viss said. Communities like Abbotsford should not be left in limbo when proactive federal support could prevent future disasters and protect livelihoods. In the previous round of DMAF contributions last June, Abbotsford had its proposal for critical flood infrastructure funding rejected, alongside Merritt and Princeton, which also suffered significant flood damage. At the time, Abbotsford Mayor Ross Siemens voiced his extreme displeasure with the rejected funding proposal, saying that it was ridiculous that Abbotsford didn't make it onto the federal priorities list despite the community playing such a key role in Canada's agricultural sector. Princeton Mayor Spencer Coyne also compared the entire DMAF application process to trying to win the lottery. In response to Viss's questions, Robertson said that he was very familiar with the flood-related challenges that the Fraser Valley faces. "I think we can all agree that communities affected across Canada, including Abbotsford and the Fraser Valley, need support," Robertson said. Not entirely satisfied with Robertson's answers, Viss said that there is still a lot more work that needs to be done to advocate for better flood relief and prevention efforts for Abbotsford. Minister Robertson's responses highlighted the pressing need for greater coordination between the realities of local planning, permitting, and disaster relief support from the federal government.